Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 100. Who is the Success Sensei? It's amazing to be at episode 100. I started the Success Sensei podcast as a way to document life lessons for my children, as well as for anyone and everyone that could possibly benefit from them. I also wanted to develop a body of work and to give myself a project to get stuck into. I'm proud that this is an independent podcast. It's not part of the establishment. There's no sponsor and no hidden agenda, although it would be nice to generate some income from it in the future. I have a load more episodes planned for the future, and I'll be pushing the boat out a bit further too. Now, before you think that this is a self-indulgent, narcissistic vanity piece, keep in mind that I've waited until episode 100 to do an introduction to myself. As much as I embrace media, I'm not very comfortable about divulging personal information, which is probably one of the main reasons for the delay with my backstory. People close to me know that I'm crap at giving past war stories, and truth be told, I'm sure this has disappointed many past and current martial arts students of mine. This piece is dedicated to those that have asked me to write it. This isn't a memoir, as I'm far too young to write that yet, and I've loads more to achieve. It's simply the path to my current position, the abbreviated story so far. My life experience shapes my view on things, and I've included the negative life lessons as well as the positive ones that I think everyone can learn from. My name is Robert Devan, also known as Roundhouse Rob. I'm a Zennial, which is on the cusp of Generation X and the Millennial Generation. This means that I had an analog childhood and a digital adulthood. This has helped me to be able to communicate with people from different generations and backgrounds. If you haven't already, have a little Google search as to the different characteristics of each generation. It is interesting, and you'll no doubt be able to relate to similarities across your generation as well as your differences to others. This can part help towards figuring yourself out and figuring out how to best communicate with different people. Tip number one, self-awareness. The more you understand yourself, the easier it will be to decide your best course of action. I don't come from a close-knit family, and due to my father's work, we moved several times. I attended two different primary schools and two different secondary schools. This meant that I became an introvert, and I never got to establish any long-lasting childhood friendships. This is something that I'm determined won't happen to my own children. I got into a few scuffles during my school days, which didn't help to increase my love of formal education. On a positive note, my childhood made me more independent than most and more headstrong too. I feel that I was able to follow several life paths without the fear of being judged by my peers, as I simply didn't have them. Tip number two, self-reliance. Do not be over-reliant on what other people think, as it could hold you back from your goals. I took to martial arts from a young age. Like most young boys, I was full of energy, and I've no doubt that the masculine 1980s television and movies played a significant part in my early motivations. Martial arts helped to give me direction, discipline, and focus. Tip number three, self-discipline. If you apply discipline to your goals, you should notice big results. I experimented with alcohol and running with an older crowd at the age of 15, and at 16 I had already decided it wasn't the path for me. I haven't really touched any alcohol since. Some people think that a life without alcohol is a life of deprivation, but it wasn't hard. The best training of the week was always held on Saturdays and Sundays, and so are all the karate competitions. Drinking on any of those days or being hungover wasn't going to work, especially when I was looking for positive results. My adolescent mind was focused on winning several different world titles, so I never developed the taste or the habit for drinking. Tip number four, clean living. Limit your vices to maximize your success. Not many people know that I am a registered actor. I was involved in acting from a young age and I trained as an actor in Ireland as well as Los Angeles, auditioned many times and acted in several small productions. Ultimately, I had to make a choice between pursuing an acting career or competing at martial arts and running my own gym. I felt that martial arts had more of a limited time frame than acting. I knew that I couldn't compete forever, whereas I could potentially act in later life. Martial arts doesn't have a definitive career path, and yet it still felt like a lot less of a gamble than trying to make it as an actor. My acting experience has proven to be invaluable to so many areas of my life. Tip number 5. Focus. Focus on one thing at a time to maximise your effectiveness. I went on to represent my country in karate and amateur kickboxing many times. After what must have been a couple of hundred competitive rounds, I managed to win competitions in Ireland, England, Europe and America. Tip number 6. Pay your dues. Sometimes success only comes after much hardship and failure. My dislike of my school days meant that going to college was never going to be for me. This won't be an option I'll give my children though. It was very clear from a young age that the entrepreneurial road was my destination. I grew up with a roof over my head, clothes on my back and food on the table, so I can't complain, but extras were few and far between. I was determined to have control over my own income. As a youngster, I sold door to door and I had a couple of paper rounds. It was a natural progression that I was going to be self-employed and I opened my first martial arts school in a small shed. To supplement my income and to fund my training and competing abroad, I worked in the security industry, mostly as a doorman for about 8 years. During those years, I got a lot of valuable experience in conflict resolution, as well as how to deal with verbal and physical confrontation. Tip number 7. Ask for the sale. Get better at sales, as it's unavoidable if you wish for more success. I became obsessed with building up my martial arts club business, and it wasn't hard to become obsessed because the gym was open 7 days a week. Me, myself and I were in charge of absolutely everything. Any and all profits were put back in and it grew larger. Tip number 8. Reinvest. Make your company rich and not yourself. Then the recession hit. We were protected a fair bit because I was always a good saver, but it was still a painful and very stressful time. I always knew that nothing would last forever, and while I didn't see the economy crashing, I did put away as much money as possible just in case. I had enough capital to take advantage of the lower costs the recession brought, and I opened a third martial arts school location as well as a martial arts store. Both failed miserably, and it was mainly because I had mistimed the market. I thought the recession was only going to last half the amount of time it actually did, and people simply didn't have the disposable income. Tip number 9. Save more. Put away more than you are currently saving. Tip number 10. Don't try to time the market. Experts can't do it either. In the previous few years, it had proven difficult to find larger competitive kickboxing opportunities. The downturn in the economy provided the perfect timing to get stuck into the growing sport of mixed martial arts. Business was quiet and MMA provided opportunities that kickboxing did not. I got to train with some of the biggest names in the sport and at some of the very best gyms. I didn't start at amateur or semi-pro level and instead I jumped straight in at pro level. 4 wins and 2 losses wasn't too bad for someone who never wanted to be a professional fighter. When I was younger, I'd experienced what it was like to be a struggling actor, and I always said that the only thing worse for me would be to be a struggling fighter. I did enjoy how focused the extreme competition made me, but there were many other aspects I struggled with and didn't enjoy. From a mindset point of view, being in my 30s helped, as I knew who I was, what I believed in, and what I stood for. Mostly. Tip number 11. Pivot. When life gives you lemons, consider changing direction. I continued to work my business to save and to invest before feeling I was finally in a position to start my own family. I now have 3 small children. My club is 20 years old this year and we've had 10,000 members join throughout this time. One of the main parts I've loved about my job as a martial arts instructor is connecting with the many people from various backgrounds that have come through our doors. My years as a competitor, as well as a coach in various combat sports, has helped me to understand the physical and mental challenges that we all face on a regular basis. The energy that I put into competing for years has now been redirected to other pursuits. I love to be busy and I'm very excited about helping and working with as many people as possible. The future for me is all about concentrating on my family, my gym, my investments and various Success Sensei projects. We all have baggage, we all have issues, we all need some direction from time to time, we all need more success in our lives and we all could do with a sensei. I hope I can be the success sensei for you that I wish I had. Tip number 12, plan to succeed. Write and regularly review your goals. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.